Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool? This is my show, where we talk about
God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me the fuck alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear,
Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black with Irish Joe. And look, here's the deal. He's already complaining about the intro being too loud in his fucking headphones. This is why Graham's not here this week. It's why Bradley's gone.
I can't hear myself in the headphones.
Who cares?
Yeah, I can hear it now. That's good. Perfect. Don't touch it. What are you on about? Complaining? Any wonder? Every time I come to the studio, we have a time set. Right, let's go. We'll do this. Get it rocking. Happy days. And then we have to sit down for about half an hour for you to get it set up. You knew that we were coming. You knew the time and day we were doing it. So when I landed here, you should have just had it set up. Just fucking wasting 30 minutes fucking about.
Ouch.
Just saying. We're all friends here.
Finish him. Shots fired.
Kiss. No, I'm just saying. It's just unacceptable. It's not very professional.
Dude, listen. Can I ask one question?
Why
are you camping outside my house for hours before podcasts every week?
Like, I'm not, you fucking weirdo. I'm on the phone. I have a business they run. I'm on the phone. They're business phone calls.
They call it these days.
They're business phone calls.
You pay taxes?
You pay taxes. I actually do. Still talking about it, fuckers.
Joe sits outside my house in his car. Staring longingly through his passenger side window. I don't know why he doesn't turn the car the other way. Into my house. Just wait to get a sneak peek of me.
Mrs. Black Pasta. He's a fucking liar. I'd sit outside your house.
He vapes. Doesn't blink, he vapes.
I don't blink. And I don't even put my windows down. I'm pure hardcore. Pure hot box of car before I get out. So then I have that cool look when if anybody walks past and they see all the smoke coming out of the car, but nobody ever does.
you know, like when you hang out with a stray dog long enough and the dog thinks it's yours, and then you go inside because you know you, at some point you go in your own house and it breaks the dog's heart and he just sits outside the front door for ages. That's Joe.
Fuck up, you dick. I put you on the map. Nobody even knew who you were, only for me.
Joe is a vaping Saint Bernard.
Saint Vincent. So before the podcast started there, we were chatting about, what were we chatting about?
I don't know.
We were chatting about films and stuff.
Were we chatting about films? Sorry, Joe. Are you trying to take the reins for a second there? Are you trying to throw some, you freestyling some topics for the podcast?
No.
You think I got this shit covered? You think this ain't my show? Well, you still think this is your show?
No, well, technically, it should be, but listen. Never mind. All your topics would probably take a half an hour before you get it fucking ready. You fucking dick. No, we were chatting about... you were slagging me because I don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, okay, this is another problem. This is pick on Joe Day. this is serious. Like, right, okay, so Bradley was on last week. Bradley listens to the podcast. He fucking loves them. Jermaine listened to the podcast. Fucking loves them. Jordan's on the podcast. Loves them. I listen to the podcast. I edit them and I love them. All the other guests with the name that start with the letter J all love the podcast. But Joe doesn't listen to the podcast at all. That's how much he cares about this show.
Fuck up.
It's ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You'd be like, Joe, do you listen? Do you know why he doesn't listen? Can't read. Doesn't know how to search it on Spotify.
Well, that's the
he doesn't want Elaine to know he's listening to the podcast.
So I'll get grounded and I'll not be allowed out again.
He doesn't tell her that he comes over for the podcast. He tells her he's cheating on her.
I'm cheating on her or I'm away to work. She accepts that.
Joe and I are big movie buffs, always have been. I told you before, we watched The Notebook together one day at about 5 o'clock. Together, just the two of us in my living room.
But you made it awkward.
In our 20s.
No, wait.
In our 20s. No. And we'd both already seen it. And our favorite line was, if you're a bird.
I'm a bird.
Yeah.
But you made it awkward when you said turn the lights off.
Dude, you can't really see it. It's better.
No, man, until they're called
at the luminescence of the TV screen fill the room naturally.
Shut up, lad. You started cuddling me. Doesn't matter.
Dude, it's not a cuddle, man. It's just we scooch.
No, spooning leads
it's like scooching over. Just move a little. Put my arm around.
You were trying to spoon me.
Right. Well, you know. It's Halloween.
So?
What is your big fucking problem with Halloween, man?
Don't care for it.
Christmas, you're like, oh, Jesus and God, and I told the priests and all, and there's up in Mass with me, wee man, me brothers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were there too. And
David, Matthew,
aye.
Mark, Luke, and John. It's actually John, Luke.
It's all the disciples and some of the apostles.
All my brothers is Mark, David, Matthew, John, Luke, and Joseph.
Except, oh, you've got Luke as well?
John's real name's John Luke.
So they're all biblical?
Yeah. And my godmother.
No sisters at all?
I have a half-sister called Una and a half-brother called Jason.
And Jason. All right, okay, there we go. Perfect. Look, even fucking Jason listens to the fucking podcast.
Shut up.
Thank you, Jason. It's great that you're tuning in. I know you're only tuning in because Joe specifically messaged you on Facebook and said, tune in, man, we give you a wee shout-out and all, too. You'll like it. Class wee, bro. Halloween, fucking shit. Christmas, belter, hey, yeah, Jesus and all that.
Up, lad. Oh, Joe, before I forget that, I want to do a shout-out to Noel Smith.
Shout-out to Noel Smith.
Shall we repeat what I says? I did a shout-out, not you.
Noel Smith of the Elevate Podcast, if you need any kind of mental fitness. And physical peak fitness.
Definitely the way to go.
Check out Elite Fitness, Elite PT Mentors. Anything to do with Elite that has to do with dairy, that has to do with Seamus Fox and Noel Smith, check it out.
They're definitely reckon what up high. They're doing great. Their online stuff as well.
I produce it, so I know how good it is. Not as good as us, but you know.
It's definitely not as good as us.
It could save your life, maybe, and that's not something we're going to do. We're just going to play a few videos and talk about some stuff and see what comes up. Joe, I didn't have a lot of time to like get some good stuff up as far as links goes for videos, but I've got it here. And as you know, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to them. Describe what's happening for the people that are listening and provide the links in the description so they can
take a wee step back here.
What, man? Come on.
How did you not have a lot of time? You do, fuck all.
Mm.
You sleep all the time. You're half man, half mattress. If work wasn't a bed, you'd lie on the floor.
Aye.
You're one of them boys that like gets up, looks out the window. Aye, there's no work here. Back into your bed again.
Yeah. I checked.
If you ever go for a job, you're one of them boys that you would like them to come to your house and interview.
What's wrong with that?
See? That's what I'm up against, people. What I'm up against.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
Mr. Black Pasta.
Do you know what I really hate about weddings? Is them fucking stupid songs that you hear at every wedding.
Oh, what do you got?
Rock the boat, baby. Go on, fucking wise up. Get your fucking ass off that dirty floor that people's been pushing and spilling drink on.
But see, I don't know if we do rock the boat in the States. And the reason I don't know is because I never went to a wedding in the States. I lived there. Born there, lived there till I was 20, moved here, and the first wedding I went to was actually in Ireland. So I don't really know what the wedding songs are in America. I don't know if Rock the Boat is one of them.
Well, explain it anyway.
What do they do here when Rock the Boat comes on?
If the listeners, just type on the YouTube, Rock the Boat Wedding, and it should come up a video. So what they do is the song is Rock the Boat, baby. It's fucking shit. And then people get down. They all sit down on the ground and wrap their legs around each other as if they're on a boat, rocking side to side.
But it's not really a dance, is it? You know?
No, it's a fucking stupidest thing ever.
Listen.
Like, I banned it from my wedding. It wasn't...
Perfect. But you know what? That's the thing. If you're somebody... If you're one of the people that still busts out into the synchronized dances and you're a guy...
Like, have I seen that... I be all, what a fucking asshole.
Douche. Like, proper douche.
If
Mambo number 5 comes out and you know the moves better than the ladies, douchebag.
I know you're the reason why I were greedy bullying.
Yeah. And fucking slide to the left.
No, lad, I'm sorry.
Slide to the right.
I'm not going to.
One hop this time.
No, I'm.
Who hops this time? Da, 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 da.
Down to the beat.
I can't count.
No, listen. No, I'm sorry. I think that's a cracker party tune. I'm sorry.
Do you also do the Macarena when no one's looking and bite your lip?
No, I only do it if people
look. And run your hand through your hair in between the moves?
I would actually do it more if people's watching me.
So okay, which one? Slide, the electric slide, is that what you call it?
Cha-cha, real smooth.
Charlie Brown. Let me see you clap your hands. But whoa, hold on.
No, you just is.
Listen, he said, let me see you clap your hands. I'm hearing it. I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. So how do you see someone clap their hands?
You look over and see them.
He doesn't want to hear it. He wants to see it.
But if you're being so fucking specific.
It's some Stanley Kubrick shit.
No, it's not. If you're being so specific, he doesn't turn and say that I don't want to hear it either. He just says, let me see you clap your hands. You want to see me clap my hands. That comes along with a noise. Mic drop.
Yeah. Who sings that one then? Okay, so Mambo number 5 is like Lou Vega or something, isn't it?
I think so. Why?
So who sings that one? Because I thought it was the same fucking song for years.
I don't know. I tell you this here, but do you know the song that I love the most? I would rock out there if they played it. I would proper blow me boots off.
Man.
Blow my whistle, baby. What a...
Like the old song? The old, like...
The boy who's got his hair and braids?
I don't know that one.
I can't believe you never... You have to know the song, like...
What do you call it?
I'll put it on my phone.
No.
Just calm down.
Fuck, that sounds so shite. Do you want to know who put their phone up to the phone to play something on a fucking... podcast because they were way overzealous and being fucking made themselves look like an idiot?
So somebody you had on?
Aaron Carter. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys' little brother. This is like recently, I think, in the past few years or whatever. He was on a podcast and the guy was interviewing him and he still kind of thinks he's like big because he was like the Backstreet Boys' little brother. You know? I think the one that's like facing some of the allegations at the minute, I think it was his brother. And they're not speaking. There's like a Twitter beef going on. There's Twitter beef going on between one of the Backstreet Boys and his fucking brother. And there's like some allegations going against one of them for sexual assault and all. But the little brother was on a podcast. I watched this recently. And it was the fucking cringiest thing I've ever seen. Do you remember the guy, Chris Young, with the phone? The candidate for governor or mayor?
Yeah.
And the interviewer was trying to talk to him and how quickly he got his phone out. Played the guitar part and started singing over the top of it, right? Aaron Carter did exactly the same thing. He was like, yeah, I've been making these hip-hop beats, man. I want to show you these beats. And the guy was like, right, okay, cool. Well, maybe we'll check them out a little later. He's like, nah, man, you know, let me just show you. And he was like, no, we'll get it sorted or whatever. And we'll have a look. Let's chat about it. And he's like, nah. And he just starts, like, playing the beat. And it's so bad. And it's from the phone with the speaker up to the microphone. And he's like... Aaron Carter's like, you know, he's pushing and shoving at the fucking everybody's groove in the room. So everybody's awkwardly like,
He's making them nod your head at this.
Yeah, what do you think? You like that there? You know who my influence is. And you're like, go away.
Shit.
I'm BasilMarceau.com.
That's why I'm always like, no, we'll get it up here. Right? Because people do it. I see them do it on shows and I'm like, no.
I think I would be one of them people though. No,
not anymore.
But it's just ignorance.
Yeah, just don't know. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No,
you got to think because you have to think about the people out that are listening. What did you call this song? Is this another synchronized dance song? Where you know the synchronized?
No,
dance?
I don't. No, there's no dance. This is just a class beat.
Right. So you do the YMCA as well? You do it?
No, that's an order.
I bet you do Rock the Boat and the YMCA mashed up. What's this one we're looking up now?
Blow My Whistle Baby type one, I think. Should come up.
My Whistle Baby.
Blow My Whistle Baby. And I appear sound like him. It's actually called The Whistle Song.
Flo Rida?
No, Flo Rida took it after. Scroll down.
Clubland. And a fucking... Of course it's going to be fucking dance. Fuck in Europe. It's all about the fucking 808s scroll and the fucking... Lad. Techno, baby. It's all about the... Techno, baby!
There it is there. DJ... What does that say?
Alligator?
Yeah.
DJ Alligator, the whistle song. Which one? This one?
That one.
Vivo? Oh, I don't think we can play this, though.
Why?
Because the content ID will pick it up. It's a song. It registers back to an organization.
So we'll just pay for it?
Not the fuck. We will not. This dude's probably broke now. No fucking money.
That's 10 years ago.
So he's no money now. And he's like, fuck, I need some royalties, man. Hitting us up like the fucking crackhead out of Friday. Man, I got these cheeseburgers.
Well,
they're not Friday. Fucking don't be a menace. I got these cheeseburgers. I suck your dick.
I got these cheeseburgers, man. All right. So we'll look at that in the break because it does create a class. Like.
Right. So let's start with some clips then. What do you think?
I just think I'll not be watching them all. I don't have time.
You will be.
No.
I'll make sure of it.
I'll walk out of your show.
like anyone would fucking care. Oh, he's filling up the vape. He's filling up his vaporizer in the mic, because that's what you do on a podcast. Hey.
Sorry, could you stop telling people my business?
He's going to fuck up, break the rules, and...
You go to jail.
Oh, you forgot about the soundboard, didn't you?
If you kill someone, no, you get murdered.
So I was digging around on YouTube while you were sitting outside daydreaming about what I was thinking. Sitting outside my house like one of them weirdos. And I was in here like hustling my ass trying to get some fucking YouTube clips. And I found a few that I thought would be worth showing. Yeah, just go on your phone, sure.
I'm taking a selfie.
Aye, perfect time to take a selfie.
Doesn't matter.
Right, so you were sitting outside my house like a little creepy bastard.
You better fuck up.
Gazing longingly through my windows, trying to catch a peep in between a hole cut in the fucking vertical blinds, wondering what I was thinking, basking in the essence of my neighborhood.
Your neighborhood? Stop.
And I was in here looking in the cameras, hoping, you know, I could get another 10 minutes before you wandered around the fucking side of my house like a big lonely stepchild.
Gotta get a smoking piece.
He vapes in the studio all the time.
So?
And cough. I'll put a cough in.
I'll put a cough in. Fucking thing. I wonder no one likes listening to you in this. That's just fine.
I'm going to put a fake cough in. So I found this clip, and just if you want to find this clip, all you got to do is go to YouTube and type in NY Man on Bus Roast Woman, okay? I just thought this would fucking... If this happened to me in the morning, I would not mind what time I got to work. I would want to stay on the bus forever, right? Okay, so what we're looking at on the screen is looks like a public bus. It seems like it's early morning. There's a black guy in a hoodie and a hat and glasses, and he seems to be having a back and forth verbally with this other woman on the bus. And I just love this guy. I would love to have him on the podcast to roast Joe for an hour. That would be amazing. So here we go. Here's the clip.
This is New York. This is New York. Everybody late. Everybody.
Because you're lousy, that's why you are late.
Everybody late. It's New York.
Lousy, bitch, that's why we are late.
You want to be on time, go to Jamaica and walk to work.
Oh! Okay, what's going on? So yeah, it's just like we said, it seems to be a woman on the bus. She's complaining about the bus being late. She's not happy in New York. The bus is making her late. She's annoyed. And the guy is like, chill out. Everybody's late.
If you know you're starting work at 9 in the morning, you live in somewhere like New York, which is always fucking busy, you get the 5 o'clock fucking bus. Even if you're going to be an hour early for work, you're still going to be on time.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. So let's see what this guy has to say.
And if I was there, I would have get there.
You're going to be late.
Long time.
That's it. You're going to be late.
I don't give a shit where I won't come from.
Don't be mad at him because you're late.
Not from Jamaica either, so you're talking fuck.
Well, wherever you from, you might be on time if you walk there.
I was talking to the driver.
But you're annoying me, so now I'm going
to
speak on it.
Let me know in the other fucking house.
You're fucking annoying.
Before I get there now, you leave the house?
You need a fucking car.
And who you live with and I fucking you?
You know what it is? You upset because you got a bullshit-ass job. And you late to your bullshit-ass job. You can't buy a car because you got a bullshit ass car. Don't be mad. Don't fuck everybody else day up. Poor lady got a wheelchair. She got on the bus with a wheelchair. That's why the bus is late.
It takes 15 minutes to get on.
You're going
to
be mad at that?
Okay, so yeah, I guess it took a little while. Maybe the lady with a wheelchair needed on the bus, so it took a bit of extra time, you know. Probably a minute or two for her to get on and get safe in a position.
It's not going to be that long, like.
And this lady's annoyed, and this guy is just, you know, he's easily taking her down a peg or two, and she don't like it. But everybody on the bus is snickering and laughing. Look like Dave Chappelle is the crackhead.
The background.
Tyrone Biggums in the background. I swear to God, doesn't it? Hold on, I'm going to put that on my Instagram. Video, New York man takes up for bus driver and wheelchair passenger, right? Pause it at 1:06 or go to my Instagram and tell me this is not Tyrone Biggums from the Dave Chappelle Show. This is fucking unreal.
Aye, it's all right for you to pull your phone out.
Go check my Instagram out. Check that out. Mr. Black's AA. Don't go to Contact Media's Instagram. It's not worth it. Do as I say. Don't do it.
I like that because it's reverse psychology. They're going to do it now.
Come on, get out of here.
Drive up. Don't stop.
Ask your boss for a raise. You can buy a car. Then you won't have to take the fucking bus. I'm gonna probably get fired. I'm mad late. I don't even care. I'll get another job. I'm not gonna get mad at the bus driver. It's my fault. I should have been on the 1210 instead of the 1213 bus. That's my fault. That ain't his fault. Wake your ass up early. Put the fucking dumplings down.
Okay, this man is cracking up everybody on the bus. The girl behind him with her phone. The bus driver's probably laughing. People down the back of the bus laughing. Dave Chappelle's Tyrone Biggums is laughing. It's fucking hilarious. I love what he's doing. I love what he's doing.
Come in and get on the bus.
Yo.
Wilding out, B.
Yo.
You could keep going. I could keep going. I'm getting off at Five Towns. So we could do this all the way to Five Towns.
He's a pussy because you're retarded.
I'm retarded too. Me and the bus driver both retarded. Everybody's retarded now. Who else retarded on this bus? This bus too long for everybody to be retarded. The retarded people get on the short bus, not the long bus.
That's lethal. Oh,
this bus is too long.
Finisher. Oh my God, this guy's amazing. He's cracking everybody up so much to the point that on this bus, as this guy is roasting this lady who seems clearly in the wrong, and he's politely roasting her, people are actually saying to the bus driver, "Don't stop, please don't stop this bus. Keep it going."
Mm.
People are having so much of much fun.
Well, fuck being lit for work.
Yeah, this is too funny. Let's see what happens next.
Yo, go a little slower, driver. You're going too fast. Slow down a little bit. Get motion sickness sometimes. Slow down a little bit.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo.
Fuck this lady, B. What is she talking about?
Yeah, class.
What was class? You done right, though. It's exactly what I just said to you. Yeah. If you start work at 9 and you know it's busy, you get the bus 2 hours early and sit outside your work if you have to, or go and have a fucking coffee outside it.
Yeah.
You're better being early.
Totally. If you're on time, you're late. And there's no such thing as early.
Alright.
Isn't that the way the saying goes?
No, I've never heard it in my life. You're just trying to make up stuff.
What?
You're just trying to make up stuff. Fuck up, lad.
If you're on time, you're late. And there's no such thing as early.
Never heard that in my life.
So if you, that's like a thing about being early.
I know it's shit. I know.
No, it's not.
It's a shit saying.
No, it's not.
Right, what's your
it's exactly what you're saying. You big fucking.
But
dope,
I just went
big
to the point.
Dopey vapey cunt.
No, like I
fucking
just,
Jonah Hill vaping out the fucking nostrils.
But that's all right.
Fuck me. Trying to grow a fucking beard. Stop it.
This is 3 months.
It's not working, lad. It doesn't do it.
This is 3 months.
It's patchy.
It looks like I have an alopecia in my face.
No, exactly. You do.
No, lad, I have feelings too.
You do. There's no way that you couldn't.
Like, put me down makes you feel good about yourself on this podcast.
Dude, that thing on your face puts you down.
Look. Have you no mirrors in your house?
Mirrors?
Yeah.
Mirrors.
It's called a mirror.
Mirror. There's 3 fucking R's in the word.
So?
And you say mirror.
It was our language. You fucked it up.
And also, my name has a T in it.
I don't care. Justin?
Aye. Justin.
Justin. Justin? It's a shit name anyway. Who cares?
What if I took like a letter off of your name? Joseph?
Actually like that.
That's a fucking, that's Norwegian or some shit. Like that's Oslo. Joseph. You're from Oslo. Joseph. My name is Joseph. We will see the ice and maybe then go for home.
Well, what's the next one though? Because you're kind of boring me.
Have you ever, like, first funeral I was ever at was in Ireland as well. And I actually had to sing at it. I'd never been to one, ever. And then they asked, oh, you're singing it, you're going to make £50. And I was like, yeah, okay. And it didn't even occur to me that I got to like take money for some shit that's really unfortunate, you know?
So?
And, yeah, but I'd never had to do it. You know, I always felt like in that situation that it was like best to you know, let that slide and stuff. So I go to this funeral and I start fucking singing, and I have to do like Sarah McLachlan in the Arms of the Angel, you know, the saddest fucking most beautiful song in the world.
You would have ruined that
song. Destroys any Celine Dion fucking anthem. It is the shit. Sarah McLachlan, whatever her name is.
That's
McLachlan,
the other song I hit.
What?
Is it fucking, what do you call that girl that the singer was found at TOD'd or something? She's really famous. Celine Dion?
No. What? So when did Celine Dion OD?
No, not her. What do you call her?
Celine O'Dion.
She was always in an abusive relationship and took drugs all the time. Well, Whitney Houston.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Has that Whitney Houston done that song with she done this year with
Oh, you know about Tina Turner?
Aye.
She's not dead. Oh, right. You fucking...
What do you call that song?
Jesus what do you fucking call that song? Christ. You don't know the difference between Whitney Houston and Tina Turner?
It's not that I don't know. I don't care.
Stop listening to fucking Lil Jon and Westlife in the car.
Lil Jon. But what do you call that song I was on about? Tina Turner.
Rolling.
Fucking hit that.
That's not actually her original song. That's a CCR song. A folk rock band from the 60s. So I did the song at the funeral and I took the money. Because, thanks. Because I think that was the right thing to do.
No, it was terrible. You shouldn't have. You should have. Anybody else was to put out towards your favorite charity or
no? You know what? To be honest, it was a seriously hard thing to do because I actually went to the funeral and then I knew the guy that was like that was the husband. You know, but I wasn't getting paid by them. I was paid by the priest. You know.
I would ask them for more money.
It felt really awkward to be up there, and I always thought, Jesus, you know.
I couldn't do it if I was a singer.
Yeah, I'd never thought about it. And then when we were there, I realized that, oh, hold on, everybody, we do this in a wedding sometimes, but everybody that comes through the door is happy. If there's any tears, it's tears of joy. And then I think it's harder than going to a funeral of like somebody you know in a way.
I don't think I could, if I was a singer, I generally don't think I could do funerals. For anybody, I would have to just say, no, don't do funerals, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
I would probably lie and just say I get too emotional and start crying or whatever.
I think I would, yeah. I mean, there was moments, like, I mean, it was tough. It was definitely tough. I thought that was bad. But what I found was something that might be perhaps the worst funeral speech of all time. So this guy does a speech about his mom, I think it's his mom, and says, you know, the whole peace be with you kind of thing and bids her farewell. And like the second he finishes, this old man just decides to take it upon himself and come up and make an impromptu speech at the wedding. The funeral. But I think it's a very interesting approach he had, Joe, and I would love to know your take on it and if you agree with the guy at all. Yeah? You want to check it out?
For sure. Okay. Oh, do you want me to tell you?
Nope.
Fuck off, lad.
I don't.
No, it's about a funeral.
I said I don't.
Can't find him in the car, you can't look.
Just like that.
If you kill someone, no, you get murdered.
Got it?
I'm BasilMarceau.com.
Of course you are.
Hey, Carol Tan Wong, rest in peace. And as she told us, one day we shall be together again. Thank you.
So that was the song.
It's a nice coffin. Yeah.
Can I say something? My name is David Small. And I can't tell you how touched I am by the thoughtfulness and the depth of what you said. I mean, it's really touching. And I hope nobody takes offense at this, but I'm not affected by this, but I see that the smoke in the church, in the Asian churches, what? Is so prevalent that I gag when I go inside, and I'm not sure if this is a factor, but I think it is a factor, and I believe it is a factor in this woman's plight and stress and fight for her life, which I know she did because she loved
it. What is he talking about?
I can tell from listening to you. So I'm proud to be here. It's really an honor. My girlfriend, I just came with my girlfriend. I don't know anybody here. I don't know your mother. I remember.
Wait, what? He doesn't know. He doesn't even know anybody. Doesn't even know the woman who died.
No.
He just went to the funeral.
With his girlfriend.
And they have no connection whatsoever. Lad, that's not real.
That is real.
Look, what is wrong with people?
Look, it's 10 minutes and 51 seconds. The video is called After Mom's Thoughtful Eulogy, an Offensive Funeral Attendee Speaks. Right? So we're at 9:21. This is like the end of the video. What's happened is David Small, assumingly, this is a pensioner kind of guy, isn't
yeah.
he? What? That, he's not like retired, super old.
No, he probably retired though.
He's well retired. He's definitely well into his 60s, isn't he? He's not 70 yet, but he's 60, what?
Five.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Maybe 66,
my dad's 65, like, and he doesn't look it.
Maybe 66, 67. This guy looks older, though.
Americans do.
He's got glasses on. He's got a blue blazer. The best part of the video is the way he walks up the aisle. He's got his fucking hands in his pockets under the blazer. He's got brown, chino, khaki fucking trousers, or pants if you're American. A blue blazer, and his hands are tucked in his trouser pockets. Under the blazer. After the son's eulogy to his mom, who's laying dead in the coffin behind him. At a primarily Asian funeral. And he's a pure white guy.
Go.
Tell you how touched I am by the thoughtfulness and the depth of what you said.
That's beautiful, though. Right. That's nice. Like, it can't tell you how touched he is by the thoughtfulness and the depth of what he've just heard. That's what he's saying. That's good. She would probably love that if she was alive to witness it. But then, she wouldn't be doing that if she was alive to witness it, would they?
No.
I hope nobody takes offense at this, but
that's normally a bad start. I hope no one takes offense to this. That's not a good. It's not a good place to start from, is it?
Because it means you're going to be offensively.
Yeah, it's like everybody's got everybody's attention. He's standing up at the front of the funeral, just after the son's done the eulogy to the mom, and he's just got something on his mind.
I'm not affected by this, but I see that the smoke in the church, in the Asian churches, is so prevalent that I gag when I go inside.
I'm not sure what he means. I mean, are they smoking constantly, or is he on about the incense that they're burning?
Because the way they walk around the coffins here, we smoke.
Okay, so the incense then is what he... Okay, hear him out, Joe. Chill out, man.
Wait, no.
Relax, man. Let him speak.
Why was he even at the church?
He's there anyway. That's what matters.
Fucking weirdo.
I'm BasilMarceau.com.
I'm not sure if this is a factor, but I think it is a factor, and I believe it is a factor in this woman's plight. And
whoa, he believes that the mother's death could possibly have something to do with the fact that there's so much smoke in the Asian church.
What is mental?
Stress and fight for her life, which I know she did because she loved her family. I can tell from listening to you. So I'm proud to be here. It's really an honor.
So I'm proud to be here.
What's nice?
Continue.
My girlfriend, I just came with my girlfriend. I don't know anybody here. I don't know your mother. I remember, I forget her name, but I know she's a good friend.
Didn't know your mother.
I can see
I did. Forget her name.
Apple had some remorse that she wasn't able to come the other day, but anyway. I hope what I've told you about the smoke in the church is not taken in offense. I mean, it's your culture. But it's so strong. I'd like to see an effort to change that, because I think it's a risk.
Thank you very much.
Cut that bitch off!
Yeah, that's right.
He should have never introduced himself. Do you think, and you know he's there with his girlfriend, do you not think that she's like absolutely fucking devastated right
now. But no, because this isn't something that just happened to this man. This boy's fucking not well. She clearly knows what he's like if she's been with him for so long.
And nobody's going to go up and grab him and go, hey.
I would have.
I think he's probably a psychopath. He doesn't seem to have any real true feeling here.
No.
He's so casual about this. There's not a bead of sweat on him. He's pure dry. Glasses aren't foggy. There's nothing.
Like, I'm really benefiting you here. I'm helping you.
Watch this video and at 9:49. Look down at the guy's face who's sitting in a chair in the background.
I mean, it's your culture.
Sorry about the shitty smell in your church and your shitty tradition, but you know, it's your shitty fucking culture, but I'm proud to be here. I can't call it. Let's move on. I found this fucking new artist, and I think because you like your Paul Brady stuff and all that.
Who's Paul Brady?
Joe's vaping again in the studio, and it pisses me off. It's making me angry a little bit.
Why? Fuck off.
Because he does it constantly. He can't sit down. He is addicted to it. I didn't even vape that much when I vaped, and I carried it everywhere. So this artist that you like, that I know you're going to love, Santosh Pandits. You ever heard of him? Right up your street. You like Michael Jackson, like Eminem. You know, imagine them kind of mixed together, rolled into one with a bit of spice, right? Bit of salt and bit of...
Pedo. You know,
Pedo? Several sections were ruined last week with talk from you. Like, out of nowhere, you're like, oh, is he taking his dick out, making it hard, and sticking it in their butt without lube?
No, I didn't.
Everything you said, you were like pushing it to make it push the line as Bradley. Far as you could. No, he was doing it too, but you were really doing
it. He started it.
You were doing it to the point that you did it so much that it was like, hold on, is he joking? Is he joking?
No, a lot of
them. Oh, is he fucking him? Did he at least put it between their titties?
Did not put that on this.
Cool. Did they put it between their titties? No? Oh, no.
I crashed my car. I wrecked the whole back bumper and the back light.
Because you drive like a fucking asshole, man.
Oh, I did drive like an asshole.
Dude, you drive so fucking close to cars that you're cuddling them. No. You're drive-by cuddling the cars with your car.
I'm in within my rights. So I'm in within the white lines.
I've watched you. You're a terrible driver.
No, I'm not your wanker.
You go so fast, you bully drive, and then you go so close to cars, you don't know to judge your distance.
Fuck up,
man. The glasses don't work.
So I reversed on that wall, wrecked the whole back bumper, back light.
Yeah.
It was just shit one, but...
Who did it? So there was a big cut there that you just didn't hear because I cut loads of Joe's shit out, so you won't hear anything he just said. But you'll not know it was a cut because I'm that fucking good at piecing the audio together. But you'll know now because I said it, but you didn't know when it happened, and that's the important thing. This is Santosh Pandits, English song from his new film, which I think Joe will like because he likes Keith Arkin and The Island, but it's really Paul Brady. But he doesn't know that because he doesn't care, just like he doesn't know Whitney Houston and Tina Turner apart. So, Buddy Basement Podcast, Mr. Black.
Where is Joe?
അവരുടെ ആഗ്രഹപ്രകാരമാണ് ഞാൻ ചെയ്തത്. അങ്ങനെ വന്ന ഒരു സോങ് ആണിത്. മ്യൂസിക് ഈസ് ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ലവ് ലവ് പപ്പി യുവർ നെയിം ഈസ് ലവ് ലവ് കിസ്സിംഗ് ഈസ് ദ പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ലവ് ലവ് മെറി ഈസ് ദ റിസൾട്ട് ഓഫ് ലവ് ലവ് യു ആർ മൈ ജാക്സൺ മൈക്കിൾ ജാക്സൺ You are my lover, crazy lover. Music is the name of love, love. Puppy, your name is love, love. Don't cheat a lovable heart when you feel that love. Don't love a cheating heart when you feel that cheat. Don't miss a lovable heart when you feel that true. You are my Jackson, Michael Jackson. You are my lover, crazy lover. Music is the name of love, love. Puppy, your name is love.
I swear to God, that's a bad one because it's fucking lagging like a cunt.
What the fuck? Is this like a...
Dude! I'm tired of the disrespect towards musicians and public figures, man. I am. I'm fucking... You're annoying me with that shit, man.
Who?
You.
What are you on about?
This is Santosh Pandit.
He's actually a real singer.
He's fucking singing. He's fucking amazing, man. He's got a film and everything in India, all right?
Fuck, no, you're joking.
No, you're just a dick.
I thought you were serious.
You're a fucking dick, right? There's nothing fucking wrong with this guy.
I thought you were
your
serious,
ears, anyway. You listen to fucking shut all the fuck bullshit up. In the car, Westlife
fuck
and shit.
Up. I probably
nobody
thought you were
fucking
serious.
Likes it. Brought chips to the game.
So what song is he actually supposed to be singing?
Right, it's Santosh Pandit. He's an Indian artist, and he's singing a song out of his new film. His name's Santosh Pandit. It's his new English song, right? He's done Indian songs. Sick of that. He knows another language. Writing a new language now. That's what he's doing.
So he just wrote a
song. And you've got a problem with it? He just fucking busted it out. Note Perfect on a fucking reality TV show or some fucking Indian Oprah type of thing.
Go on, shut up, play it.
I'm serious, man. You're being a dick, man.
Oh, you're annoying me.
The shit you listen to in your car and that you can't get down with that.
Fuck up. He's so awkward, even the crowd's laughing at him.
They are in bliss. It's glorious.
Music is the name of love, love. Papi, your name is love, love. Don't eat a lovable heart.
Don't eat a lovable heart. That's the lyrics, man. Listen.
Oh, what the fuck, right?
Listen to the lyrics.
I can hear.
Don't eat a lovable heart when you feel that love. Don't love a cheating heart.
Right. Got it?
When you feel that teat.
When you feel that teat. That teat. You feel that teat?
Don't miss a lovable heart when.
Do you know, I think it's about the. Okay, so we probably should describe the guy. He's got a suit on that's way too big for him. And it's completely buttoned up. And he's got a button-up shirt. And those buttons are completely buttoned up. And, you know, most of the for me, there's no suit on the planet that wouldn't make me feel tight if I wore it the way he's wearing it right now. But this guy is the loosest-looking motherfucker in a suit I've ever seen. He's singing the song, and everything's moving but the suit. Right, the suit just sort of shifts whenever he does, but he's like a turtle almost sinking into his shirt collar and his.
He's not budging.
he's bouncing around inside his.
If anything, it would look like a breakdancer if nobody really knew what breakdancing was.
Yeah,
because he's just moving his neck the way they.
Let's see.
You feel that true? You are my Jackson.
Oh, and he's got a really, really, really big bad caterpillar mustache, and. Oily hair with, like, you know, the 50s cowlick, but grown out too far, but not quite rockabilly, just overgrown. Like, it's going over one of his ears on one side, and, you know, they didn't catch it backstage, because, you know, why not?
They could only afford to get one.
Nobody cares what he looks like. He's a fucking awesome singer.
Michael Jackson, you are my lover, crazy lover.
Crazy lover.
Music is the name of love, love. Puppy, your name Papi, is love, love. Kissing is the part of love, love. Mary is the result of love.
Mary is the result
of. It sounds like you're saying Mary is the Lucifer of love.
Mary is the Lucifer of love. Somebody write in Rap Genius right now. World star. Appropriate? Probably not. It's his... He really is dressed like Borat. There's no other way. Look, there's a picture of Borat down here. Look.
So I actually can see it.
And he's got like the same suit kind of look.
It's Borat's brawler.
Look, I think maybe he's got the mustache. He's okay, he's oiled his hair down, you know. But yeah, there's a Borat vibe to this guy, you know. I'm sure he's a really nice guy. But his singing is amazing.
Sandosh Pandit in a Mundurtiana.
No.
Some douche? Did you say some douche?
Some douche.
Santosh. Sounded like some douche. Papi, your name is.
371,000 views.
So if you're into that, Santosh Pandit. English song from his new film. Love to see the film.
Definitely not.
Okay, I found something. I want to see if you have the same reaction I had when I saw this. First of all, there's no discrimination here. This has nothing to do with discrimination. This is the second to last clip we have. And the discrimination doesn't exist, okay? It's quite simple and straightforward. I found this clip. Want your opinion on it, okay, Joe? I'll tell you the title of the clip. Deaf girl's Instagram fight.
What? Deaf girl?
It's not, look, no discrimination. I found it, thought, okay, there's an opinion I need. So I want you to see it and then we can talk, okay? While it's loading up, just remember, your name is Love Love. Bloody Basement Podcast.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. By Mr. Black Pasta.
Here we go. Here's the clip. Two deaf chicks get into a heated sign language argument on Facebook Live. Right?
We're at over a million views.
Do you understand anything? Is that like flappy pussy?
You're deep throating, you swallowed it. What? What?
Is it real?
I don't know. What a smart move, anyway, if it's not.
It looks legit because they're proper eyeing the hands. Look. She's staring at the hands. She's reading. I think it might be legit. If not, they've done a good job.
That's mental.
Right, Joe, the last clip I have, right, it's just a guy meeting his girlfriend, meeting his online girlfriend for the first time. Okay, and this guy is like an Asian kid, and he's been dating this girl long distance online. I don't know exactly how much she knows about him. He's obviously seen her, and he thinks she's pretty, and I don't think he's ever had a girlfriend before.
Nobody has ever had a girlfriend before. If you've had a girlfriend or a boyfriend online for like 4 or 5 years, this is clearly your first. You fucking weirdos. Get a life and get out and meet people.
But hold on. Okay, so do you think that goes for the likes of Instagram and like people meeting? Not Instagram. Fuck. See, I don't do it. I don't fucking even know them. What do you call it? Tinder? Is it Tinder? Grindr? What's Grindr? What's Tinder? What's the difference?
I think the two of them are just dating sites. Same thing.
Okay, so dating sites. Zeus or some shit like that? Is it Zeus?
But that's different because that is...
It used to be websites. You know what I'm saying? Like plentyoffish.com or something like
MSN.
That.
MSN.
Or MSN. Do people date on MSN? Jeez,
I hooked up a girl through MSN.
You did?
I met the man. We talked and we hooked up. We met in town. Started that shit before the maps come out. Mic drop. Yeah, that's right. Irish Joe. So it's different with Tinder and stuff like that though, because when you pick a date on it, you actually meet up. That's the point of it.
Okay.
The point is, and it's been put that in their ads: meet new people.
Yeah, you know, but
I haven't met anybody that says that I'm in a relationship with somebody on Tinder, because if you're in a relationship, you don't need to be on Tinder no more, because Tinder's for single people.
Right, okay, but so is there like an agreement when you get on Tinder that it's like, we've met up 5 times, so we have to deactivate our Tinders?
I don't have a Tinder account.
It's the weirdest world that we live in right now. I mean...
But yes, I agree. You're still a loser if you're in a relationship with somebody for 3 years and you never met.
Yeah. 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 It's hard. Listen, guys, it's hard. It's hard to feel bad for you when you get catfished for doing that shit. I've been in a relationship for 7 years and it's all good, man. What does she look like?
Exactly.
Sorry? Many years?
Yeah.
7 years, man. She's long distance. She's up in Alaska, Anchorage, and I'm down here in southern Florida just loving life and living by alligators and crocodiles and gator ray boys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give her up $200 a week, and she never really asked me for any more unless it's the weekend and she needs to pay her rent.
Yeah,
and she's out with all our boys, they're following her muck.
And she does it by PayPal, so it's pure easy to send her the money, too. Cool. So you've seen pictures of her?
Go play this clumpy fuck.
Probably get more chicks if we take our shirts off. Come on down to Georgia, have barbecue. Probably get more chicks if we take our shirts off.
Mm.
All right.
Big tub of gumbo.
Gumbo? What the fuck? Where are you going to New Orleans for? What the fuck? You went Forrest Gump on me, man. I was doing Matthew McConaughey and you brought out some Gump.
I have a Matthew McConaughey's cousins from down there.
You know what an incel is, don't you, Joe?
Nope.
You're an incel.
No.
An incel is the group of... you don't know what a fucking incel is? Really?
No.
Okay. Really?
So, what's an incel?
Yeah, okay, so the title of the clip is Short Asian Incel meets his online girlfriend for the first time. I don't think Asian incel is an insult, right? So before anybody like starts sending me emails and going, "He's a racist," I don't think that's racist. Nothing there is racist. It's actually not even insults if you think about it. It's really just adjectives. Short, he is short. Asian, he does look Asian. Incel, probably is.
What's incel?
Incel is a group. It's like this, I want to say online community, but I guess it's not really just online. It's a community of these guys who involuntarily are celibate, meaning they don't have sex. So incel, involuntarily celibate. They want to have sex, but they think they're too dorky or nerdy to get a woman. And yes, they are. If they would change their attitude, they would definitely find themselves in a lot better place to, you know, meet people. But it's they're stuck in this community, and there's like a movement of them that's very extreme at the minute. And there's like a couple guys who went and were mass murderers for this movement. Wow. And they would like look up to them like these leaders. Like there's one they call the Supreme Gentleman, and he's just a fucking douchebag cunt who went out and shot some people.
So you incel know. Actually means
it's an online community. That's what they would be calling themselves.
Go for
incel, involuntary celibate. Now, is he definitely like an incel? I don't know. Is he the type? Yes.
Well, from the picture where it's paused here, now it looks as if he's got a hard on pushed up on through his trousers.
And that's exactly the kind of like kind of behavior you would expect. Again, I don't know that he's an incel. It's beyond besides the point anyway. The point is he's meeting his online girlfriend for the first time. But as Joe said, online girlfriend, oxymoron. Two things that don't go together. Online and girlfriend. Incel and girlfriend.
What's oxymoron mean?
An oxymoron is put two words together that kind of shouldn't seem like they shouldn't go together, like jumbo shrimp. You know.
It's lovely too.
Oxymoron.
You play it tonight?
How about tomorrow as well?
And everything like that.
My brother Sam is with me.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, he jumped on her. So they're outside like a school. He's meeting his girlfriend for the first time. They look like they're, you know, between 14 and 16. She comes walking up and he runs over to her and jumps on her. Like, what do you call that kind of jump? You know, like a woman jumps into your arms and wraps her legs around you. He tried to do that to her and his friend's videoing because it's what you would want. You're meeting your online boyfriend for the first time. Out behind a school that's, you know, where no one can see you, and the school's off and no one's there, and you walk up and he's got his fucking hood up, and hands in his pocket, and his friend's videoing, who probably also has a hood up. So yeah, you would think you're gonna die.
I'm sorry.
He's hugging
that's
her.
Crazy, like,
really awkward.
You're mine, you know. It's so hard to say it. Like, you're mine.
Oh my god.
You're mine?
So the first thing he did was walk up, weirdly hug her from the side, and then it kind of cuts to him going, "It's crazy. You're mine. Like, you're mine."
You can't get this in any other church in town.
Mine.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared right now. I'm so scared.
Hug again?
He's got a gun in his pocket.
It looks like it, doesn't it? She says, "I'm so scared right now." And he says, "Another hug." And she says, "Okay." And he's hugging her in the most incel way possible. And she's crossing her arms across her chest and hoping to die.
Okay. Wait, is mom there? Is your parents there?
Wait, is your mom there? Are your parents there? Hug? I can't call it.
So fucking weird.
Oh, my mom's mad at me right now.
Oh.
I really like your jacket. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, you just want to get something to eat?
You want to eat something?
You're new to Cali, right?
Yeah.
I'll take you to Asana
Fresh. We can get some food if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, I'm also recording. If you know, I'm recording a YouTube video.
Really? Hi, guys.
No, he just tells her. The way he's recording that, that doesn't look as if they've told her.
I'm so scared right now. Hug?
Yeah.
Want a hug?
Is your parents here?
Where are your parents? Are they watching?
Is your mom here?
Are they big? Do they like Mike and X?
Will they be long? She coming back?
Did they drop you off for good? Did they remember how to get back here?
Did they have a map?
Did they go over the spikes on the way here?
Did they download Google Map?
Which way are they leaving?
Are they coming back yet?
Are you coming to my house?
Is your dad tall?
Hey.
Is he feisty? Does he like Mike Knights?
Does he like Mike Knights? And you know what's funny though? Like whenever they switch to the... when they tell her that she's being put on YouTube, she seems pretty competent enough to wave, and or maybe she's just like, ah, oh, fuck, do what they say, or, you know, the rape's going to last longer.
Jeez.
Maybe. Dude, this is... Look, if you were her, would you not think this guy was a complete psycho?
Was she for okay. going to meet him?
The first thing he did was jump at me with his hood up.
Hmm.
Okay?
He's just excited and nervous.
It's a little weird, but okay, cool. Awesome. Then I tell him I'm scared, being honest, backing up, and he's going, your parents here, hug. Oh my God. Let's see what happens.
This is, introduce yourself if you want.
Hi, I'm Kate. We've been talking for like 2 years now, like secretly.
Yeah, but, online. It's crazy how, that's so
crazy. We made it this far, you know, a lot of people try to tear us apart, but we're still here. We're still here.
Well, I think she seems to me like she's like, maybe he's a really talented YouTuber and he's got some fucking really cool shit going on and this could get me somewhere because I'm flicking my hair and I like the modeling, you know? And maybe he's, you know, he won't jump on me again. Who knows?
You're super pretty.
You're super short.
You're super short.
He said, you're super pretty. And she said, Papi, your name is love, love.
Michael Jackson.
You want online girlfriend? Online girlfriend.
Do you like Mike Knights? You seriously.
Are,
it's
just, you are short incel.
That's like crazy that's like incel. That's like you, like, that's nearly as bad as you just about to ride a girl. You're halfway through riding her and she says, your dick's really small. It's really that bad, like, saying that to somebody, I think.
Yeah,
if like that was because the case, picture, it was a fat bill, and she says you're really fat. It's just the same as you're really. You know what I mean? You're super
listen,
short.
Do you want to know? I fucking hope he never listens to this because I feel really bad. But when I was like 12, my older cousin was a year older than me. And he was dating a girl, and her name was Creesa. Right? Her name is Creesa. I don't know what she's like now. She might be a whole crackhead, pimp, or fucking murderer. I don't know. But back then, I was 12, and she was fucking 14 or 15, and hey, uh-huh, right? So they were dating for like 3 weeks, I think it was, or something, but they'd never seen each other.
Mm.
She went to a different school, and their friends hooked them up.
Did you smash her? Numbers.
Dude, chill. Fucking hell.
Well, I'm gonna ask him.
Yeah, don't. Just chill. Wait for this shit, man. Oh, did you put her dick in between her titties? Everything you come up with is like... It's like, you could say anything to Joe. Say anything. Oh, man, this waitress the other day brought me over a fucking extra helping of mashed potatoes at Key West, man. Beautiful. It had the champ in it and the butter and all. Did you put her dick between her titties? No, dude, because it was about the mashed potatoes. Is that code for dick in between her titties? No, it's not, dude. Did you put butter on her chest? Nope. Didn't, because it was about the mashed potatoes.
You're such a dick.
And everything like that.
MajorMartial.com.
So, Grant's girlfriend, Creesa, is, I guess you could call it an online girlfriend, couldn't you? On phone line. It was on a phone line.
On super short line.
It was a local landline girlfriend. So, what we did back then, like, to meet up is you went to the Rolling J's, which was a skate rink, right? And you could, you know, do... rollerblades. Once a month they did an all-night skate, so you went in from like 7 to 7 in the morning. You got to stay there all night and skate. You'd be fucking class. Wrecked by the end of it, laying on the fucking things, you know, everybody meeting girls and all. So they met at that, but me, myself and my other cousin went with him. So we go, she walks up, she sees me, she thinks, oh, that must be him, right? And she walks over to me, she's like, hi. And Grant's like, hey, Creesa. And she's like, oh, you're Grant. And he was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, my God. And she took a step back. And she goes, oh, he's so ugly.
Wow.
It just came out of her mouth, like flew out. And he heard her. And her couple friends were there or whatever. And And they were like, Grisa. And she was like, what? No. I said cuddly. And he was like, oh, you could just see it on his face, man. He's a big guy, like, you know. And I was like the wee tiny cousin. And I was a year younger than him. And he knew by the way she looked at me that it was the game over. And then they like skated once and held hands like for one thing. And then she was just like, nah, it's not for me. It's not happening. I thought your cousin was you and I like him. Like, I don't know if she put it exactly like that or whatever, but that's what I remember sort of happening. She was nuts anyway, though. But yeah, she was the first person to cheat on me. With like two of my bullies as well at my school.
That were so you actually went with her then?
I went with her, aye. Fucking right I did. But they didn't last long. Huh. But see, I told him as well. I remember telling him, dude, you haven't even seen each other. Don't you think you should? He's like, nah, man. Love is love, man. Love's blind. I said, man, love is not blind. That's why scientifically men are engineered to be like, hey, did you put your dick in between her titties?
You're such a dick.
That is why men are wired that way. That's why Joe did evolve like the rest of us, but he devolved because he vaped so much that they actually changed the rules and were like, yep, it does give you brain damage. Because just if you get the Joe level. Joe McViog.
Joe McVape.
Right, so let's finish this short Asian insole. That still sounds like it should be racist because of all the media I see, but I know that it's not. He is short, he is Asian, and he's going on like a fucking incel. So get over it.
How tall do you think I was going to be?
I don't know, like taller than me. Really short.
I think it's hold on. Check it. Go back to back.
Oh no.
What age are you
now? Oh no. And she's like, she's arguing with him already that like you're short, and the friend with the camera, the streamer for YouTube, is asked them because he was like, no, I don't think I'm that short. So the friend was like, I think you're taller, and to turn around and they're standing back to back.
His friend's gonna lie and say he's taller,
and he doesn't look taller than the girl.
I mean, it's okay.
The friend goes, shit.
He doesn't mean.
Shit. He is a short motherfucker. Short, fat. Asian, fat. Incel, fat.
Spell that right?
I mean, I can still grow, my mom said.
I can still grow!
My mom said.
Oh, no! Jeez. You did not bring mommy into it. 3 minutes and 24 seconds into the meetup.
My mom.
She does not look happy. Look, her arms are folded right now, right? And he's trying to mimic her body language so that, you know, so that...
They can go steady.
They feel, he tries to neutralize it. Like, two will cancel it out. You know, like, oh, I'll just put one in. It's like two, an ace versus an ace. It's not much you can do. Yeah, she's suited up well. She's suited up much better than you are, kid. She's not interested. It's like she's hoping that he's a famous streamer.
I don't know. This is like my first time ever like dating a short guy then.
Oh, I don't know. It's the first time I've ever dated a short guy. I don't know. Female version of an incel.
I would have took her to a restaurant, got some dating, she doesn't wait a bathroom, then just left, made her pay for it.
At the Whole Food off the table. Yeah. Ooh, God, that's so bad. But the way he said, but my mom says I can still grow. Fact, though. I bet he did. I bet he got taller. I bet he got so much taller.
7 foot. Plays in basketball.
Mm. League. Yeah, and she lost both her legs.
Like, that's crazy.
You guys want to go eat right now?
You go eat?
Yeah.
Do you want to go eat? Yeah.
Oh, and there's his hand out.
Oh, he's going to hold hands with her, and her hand is inside her hoodie sleeve.
But you've just put your hand under your sleeve if they can see what you're doing?
I did it so that I could describe it as it was happening.
But you don't need to do it.
I have to imagine it so I could do it. Like they can listen. That's my hand going in my sleeve. That's what her hand looks like right now. Whatever that sound you just heard, that's what it looks
God,
like.
God, shut up. Shut your dick.
Visualize the alliteration and onomatopoeia and personification, enunciation, and addiction of that sound in these words, and that's what her hand's doing right now as Asian incel short man reaches to grab his online girlfriend's hand for the first time. They're going together like fucking two years now or something as well, online.
Losers.
They're sending each other parts of the alphabet for 2 years straight.
Mm.
Online.
Here, just grab this. My hands.
Whoa!
She just said, here, just grab this. Not her hand inside the sleeve of the hoodie, but no, just grab this, as in just the hoodie, and I'll pull my arm up further so you don't have to touch it.
What? That's just...
That is some cold-hearted bullshit.
Maybe she's racist?
Don't think you can just jump to the race card. It's possible, I guess, but...
I'm not jumping.
I think she just doesn't like him. I mean, he jumped on her the fucking first time he saw her. He jumped on top of her. I'd be nervous, too. And he wants to... They're trying to lead her away, and they're videoing her, and she didn't know she was being fucking videoed. She's trying to play up to it because you know she's like one of them girls that likes all that camera shit and all. But then she's like, hold on a minute. Are all his friends going to think?
He actually has a text in it. This, not my hand. I would never touch you. She doesn't say it, does she?
No. Right. So what it says on the screen, if you look up this video, it has like what they reckon is being thought by each person in the video right now. Stacy, which is what incels refer to as the girls that they find unobtainable. Normally go with Chads, which are, you know, guys that are well-to-do with himself, always into sports, nice bodies, good-looking. Me, basically, you know. And then he is the incel, which would be like you.
Fuck up, you dick.
Right? So that's what's happening. And I would say the video guy's also an incel. Because he's doing his best to help his buddy, but, you know, dude's just not tall enough. So, yeah, they're showing on the screen that that's what Stacy's and Chads are. They're the ones, they want to kill them all, a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys that follow the guys that did the mass shootings. They want to kill. They want all the Chads and Stacys to die. They think the Stacys should be giving them a chance to swing some dick around, and they ain't getting it. And they're annoyed about it. And they're like, it's because these damn Chads that don't care about them and don't dir-dir-dir-dir-dir. Hey, dude, my missus is way too hot for me. She's way too good looking for me.
Same.
I got her. I keep her happy. I'm smashing that up on the regular.
Same.
Sometimes neither one of us can walk afterwards. And it works.
Something about Mary shit there, boys.
Hey, listen. There's been cum everywhere. It can happen. Even if you're a dork like me, you don't go kill people for it. But, dude, also don't jump on the girl the first time you meet her in real life.
How play her now? Do we see what's happening?
No, my head's... Just grab my fucking jacket.
Oh, this is the most awkward shit ever I've ever seen my whole life.
Thank fuck he said something.
The camera guy got a little bit of distance from them, I guess. And he said what you just heard into the camera. He also appears Asian. Short? No. Incel? Dunno. Questionable. I think an incel wouldn't pick up on the fact that it's being awkward, so yeah, I think it's pretty awkward.
No, don't record me, but I want to like spend some alone time with her, you know?
It's the way incels all have like the same kind of language. It's the way he seems to like describe her in like third person all the time. No, dude. I want to spend some time alone with her, you know, like alone with her. Why? So you can fucking try and brainwash her into thinking you're taller? Dude, she doesn't like you. It's not going to happen. Fuck.
Hi, YouTube. This is my girlfriend, Kate, as we know. Yeah, it's me and my long distance girlfriend, I guess. Talking about things firsthand, just ask some questions.
Right, so They're going to ask some questions. Don't know what about, but he's sitting with just him and her now. He's holding the phone. She does seem a bit posy, though.
Mm.
She is sort of... Do you know what I think it is? I don't think she's a full-blooded Stacy.
Mm.
I think she knows this guy adores her, but like among her own circle, she's not really a Stacy. She's not an incel, you know, but she's like not quite up in that group. But when she's there, she's in it, like she doesn't go to their school or go to their town or whatever. I'm guessing. So now that she's there, it's like she can be a Stacy. I don't think she's a full Stacy.
No.
That's why she's so posy, but still kind of nervous. So let's see what kind of questions he's going to ask her. What the fuck's going to happen here?
First impression of me, what do you think of me in real life?
I really liked your personality, you know? Like, you're exactly what I expected, except for, like, height-wise, but that's okay.
Okay, what I think of you was just that, like, you are who I think you are, but even better.
You are who I... That's some Notebook shit. You are who I think you are, but even better. How can you be both?
Make up your mind.
You are who I think you are, and even better. Does it alternate into being who you... does she alternate into being who you think she is sometimes, and then other times she's even better? Is that what you mean by and?
Or... does he think you could be better?
maybe he's throwing digs. Do you think he's doing this to get rid of her because he realized she's not a real Stacy?
Hmm.
Mm.
It's so crazy that we're meeting now. Because I've I never thought I would even be in a long-distance relationship.
I never thought I would ever touch a woman, ever. Never. Because they always tell me I smell and my braces look funny and everything's funky about me, and then I jump on them.
And then they don't let me touch them.
They don't leave my dick in between their titties. Joe knows.
Go.
That would be a great porn channel for Joe. Joe Blows. but they have to let me put my dick in between their titties, say?
Even being a long-distance relationship, like, I'm not into that, right? Mm-hmm. But you caught my eyes. That one Instagram post you had, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That caught my eyes.
Don't look at me like that.
What? Don't look at me like that. That one Instagram post you had, it caught my eyes. I don't normally do long-distance relationships, but then you came along. The only girl to ever look at me, ever, directly. There's girls sometimes that saw me, like, in their rearview mirror as I approached their car from behind at night, but they never saw my face. So, really, technically.
Fuck you talking about?
I'm saying that's what he's trying to put across. You know, you came along. No other girls ever caught my eye. You came along. You are the first girl ever to look directly at me. Right? Other girls have seen me before, but normally it's in like a rearview mirror or side mirror of a car, and it's dark. They don't see my face. I'm approaching from behind, and
so wrong.
With a rope, and I'm just not strong enough or tall enough to get the door open.
She go. I'll play with you what she said.
She said, "I'll tell you what she just said." What fucking, did she say?
She said, "Stop looking at me like that."
Wow. He must have money. He must be rich.
You're nervous.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Right now, I have a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, do you know what she's doing?
Wow.
She stopped looking at me like that. You're making me nervous. And the second he looked away and looked down and looked sad and went, sorry, she went, it's okay. She's asserting some sort of dominance. She's come to this. She's presented herself as a Stacy. She's realized that he's a short Asian incel. And that if she crushes him down immediately, she can run shit. And that's what she's doing. That's a character trait I think she's picked up. And she's actually tearing him down to get in control of him. Because he'll do whatever then. I don't know if he's got money or whatever he's got. But she's definitely practicing some manipulation techniques there. That's what I'm getting off of this. That's all the posing. That's all the instructions and putting him down a bit. She's letting him hold... She didn't say, no, I'm okay, when it came down to holding her hand. What did she say?
You hold my sleeve.
Like a what?
Dog.
Like a lead or a leash. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. I think. It's my theory anyway. Too much weed.
Wanna know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, it's a surprise. I can't tell what it is.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh.
Sam.
What?
So?
Oh, wait, what the? What? Wait, what'd you let me in? There
he is. No, listen.
Oh, as you know, I got a surprise for you. Okay? Anyway, I got a surprise for you.
Okay, he's taking her inside somewhere now. She doesn't seem scared. She, the way she's sitting in the chair, she seems
awkward.
To still be putting a wall up with her left arm. Like, she's got her hand on her hip. That's a bit of a wall, but she's leaning over the chair, comfortable another way. I'm not sure what she's sending out there, but he's entered a room, and there was a guy sitting casually playing something on the piano with Casio keyboard, who's also Asian, and...
the keyboard.
And then in walks this old bald guy in a suit with glasses.
What?
He's about to deliver a message about the smoke in the Asian church. So I'm joking. No. What's happened is they're inside somewhere. There's a guy on the piano. And our Asian incel wants to do a song for Stacy. That's his wee surprise for her. Let's see what happens. Maybe he's good. Maybe this is how she knows him, how she's putting up with all this weird bullshit.
And it's a song, you know, that I want to sing for you.
So, oh my God. Me to play guitar or
Connor
to play guitar?
No.
Dude, don't stop, like, pre-fucking meditating your judgment against these fucking kids, man. He might be really good.
Stop stopping.
And then what are you going to do? You're going to fucking have him on the fucking radio in your car and a CD next to fucking Keith Harkin and fucking Mambo number 5 or whatever the fuck it is.
I actually have Mambo number 5 on
I here. Fucking know you do. Slide to the left. One hop this time, everybody, whoop, there it is. But you like that too, don't you?
Boom, 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 let me hear you say well.
Well, that was the shit though, in fairness.
I'm blue, diving the
nope.
island.
Nope, you went too far.
Somebody answer the phone, vita. Play out now, hurry up.
Yeah, my buddy Conrad right here. It's like the conclusion of the video. I'm singing a surprise to her.
Wait, hold on. My buddy Comrade over here is going to play the guitar. Blink a dump a dump a dump a dink a dump a dump. What? You can't just fucking jump cut that shit. Let's hear those fucking smash thrashing notes again there. Let's go.
So, you want me to play guitar or Conrad to play guitar?
Nah, yeah, my buddy Comrade right here. It's like the conclusion of the video. I'm singing a surprise to her. My buddy Conrad, he's gonna play the instrumental. I'm gonna sing a song to her. You ready?
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait. How you gonna sing a song when there's another song playing in the background? I play gigs and I hate that shit. I hate that shit when they don't turn off the fucking in-house PA system. It drives me absolutely insane.
I hope we can sing because if he
dude,
can't
he's so good. He's so fucking good. You're gonna eat your whole wallet. You're going to eat your whole, all your words and all your money. You're going to sell your house on how good this. Anita delivery? Need a little short Asian incel singer.
Sure.
Can you do that?
Because
this kid is the bomb. Take it back a bit. See what happens.
He's going to play the instrumental. I'm going to sing a song to her. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Love. Baby girl. You have caught my heart.
Hug.
Oh.
Joe, go.
Oh, that's just so fucking awkward. She was like, oh my God.
So what happened? Tell, describe what exactly happened.
She was just started singing, which is shite. Your man's shite at playing a guitar. And she was just sitting there pure awkward with her sleeves still over her hands and under her
inside.
Chin. Inside. And still, and just twirling side to side. She's just like... me fake smile as if, oh, this is nice, but look, you're making me want to tear the skin of my own face.
Yep. That's about right. And then at the very end of the song, Yes, that was our short Asian incel fella singing to his girlfriend. And the way she stood, did you see the way she was rocking side to side?
Oh, so awkward.
Like, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Do you think she grew up to be the reporter that had to deal with Chris Young? the candidate for mayor? Nah, it doesn't matter about him. The only one that matters for me is...
I'm BasilMarceau.com.
That's the only guy that matters to me.
Same. Just so fucking awkward.
And you know what the sad thing is like, that's about the end of the clip. There's nothing else. There's no other context from this.
Mm.
There's nothing. Do you think they stayed together?
They're married now.
That's bad. I think the girl is a bit of a psycho. She's looking for somebody. The girl's looking for somebody to control, you know?
And everything like that.
So, Joe, what are you doing for Halloween?
Uh-huh.
I named this podcast. What did I call it? Oh, this is episode 6 of season 2. The Nothing to Do with Halloween with Joe episode.
Good.
Said it's nothing to do with Halloween, but what have you got planned for Halloween?
Uh-huh.
You're not going to go trick-or-treating again?
Again? I'm fucking 32.
Dude, you went last year. Come on.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I talked to my wee nephew.
No, I saw you.
He doesn't exist. I was going to bring my Bride of Chucky doll.
You know what's easier to do? Just rob it off the kids when they're passing.
It's probably going on them.
You don't really need to. They're all shit. Like, they're scared of everything.
Kickboxing?
Well, you can't pull a gun on people on Halloween. Because, you know, it's not going to do... You got it. You have to use it then.
I should have shot in the air. For all my homies that ain't here.
And you could have just done it with your mouth. Did you ever see the boy from that police movie?
Police Academy,
yeah. Axel or whatever you call him.
No.
Yeah.
That Axel, that's yep, fucking...
Yeah, didn't ask.
That's brave.
Nope. Didn't ask.
That's Beverly Hills Cop.
No, it's not. Didn't. Hey, didn't ask. Told you. Do you got proof?
Good.
Can you prove it?
Good night.
Can you prove it?
It's a true story.
What do you got? Are you going to taxi on Halloween? Why?
Who's?
Do you make double money on Halloween taxiing? Do you really?
I just charge them because they're all drunk.
You do not.
No, I don't.
So, Joe, you have to go now.
Yes.
Why do you have to be up at 6 in the morning?
For a meeting.
For what meeting?
Business meeting.
What kind of business meeting?
Advertising.
With who?
Advertisees.
And are they going to... You think they're going to buy advertising?
Yes.
Or are they just pulling your chain like all the rest of them?
All the rest of them. No, I have a business meeting first. Bar my business, and then have an advertising meeting
after. Cut that bitch off.
Fuck you, my way. Bye.
Joe, you don't have as many phones with you tonight. Joe.
What?
I left the other one in the car.
You left the other one in the car. What have you got now? One of the new Teslas. Is that the one with the helicopter blades on the top?
Aye, and a helicopter pad.
And it goes underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And you can also shrink it down if you need to, and you can take it into like the human body and check out the veins and shit. And if something needs fixed, it can help. And it turns into a little yellow bus, and there's little kids and a teacher on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Magic Joe Bus. Did you have the Magic School Bus over here?
No.
Dude, we need Bradley back, right? All I'm saying is, when Bradley was here, didn't have to listen to you as much.
Same. Just about to say that to you.
Maybe you stop Facebooking him. He'll lift the restraining order and he'll come back and join us.
He didn't get the permission slip in time.
Who didn't?
Bradley.
Why?
They come out.
Yeah? Were you talking to him the night before the podcast?
Mm.
Oh, he replies to you, not me.
Oh!
Bradley, you're no longer going to America with me.
Fuck up.
It's bitter. Bitter. It's Londonderry.
It's Londonderry mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. It's Irish Joe. He's on his phone. The vaping's all gone to his head. He's on his phone. And you heard that wee snort there because there's still a bit of chocolate milk stuck up there around the tonsils from last week. He's still got a bit of that chocolate milk stuck up there between his nose and his tonsils. So... whenever he goes to laugh, does it sound like he's trying to snore? It sounds like he's snoring a little bit when he laughs. Yep. Can he laugh without coughing? Nope. Can't do that. He has to be very careful when he laughs because he coughs. Is he going to have a vapor's laugh? Yep. Do we know what that sounds like? Nope. Because we haven't even got that far with vaping yet to find out. But Joe's going to be the first one with a vapor's laugh. Definitely. And he's yawning. Sounds like he's snoring.
Cooper Fuckle. Such a prick.
Wearing his grandfather's glasses while he surfs on his phone. We'll just narrate everything Joe's doing. Trying to grow a beard. Not working out because patchy. And dandruff. Joe's looking up memes on his phone. His phone he probably doesn't own, but he doesn't leave it at home.
I actually don't. This is Rory's. I'm selling the red one.
I love when Joe takes off the headphones because he's got this big Brillo pad of curly hair, and when he takes the headphones off, it's like wore down and like just where the headphone strap was. It looks so funny.
All squashed down.
Do you think you'll lose your hair?
No.
But your hair is receding.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is, lad. Do this. Ah, look. You can see it.
What? You can see it. Why not?
Dude, falling. When I met you, your hair went to your eyebrows.
No, sure. You want to see a set of hair? My dad's on them too, still.
Yeah.
See,
I think with my family, it's like 40. With my dad's side, it's like loads of hair. Like the blackest, thickest hair everywhere you can imagine. And then 37, 38, gray. 40, bald. Like Soda Pop Badinsky from Punch-Out bald. not bald like cool bald. Not the bald you want it to be. The bald that you know. And by the way, dude, if you do start losing your hair, just do what I'm going to do and shave that shit.
See, boys running around getting
fuck.
Like, see, I go on the barbers and see old man my hair around here like that, and they are just a wee tramp. No, dude, you're already bald. Like, looks like a penalty spot.
Accept it. The sooner you accept it, the better. Think about it this way. Look at Andres. Our friend Andres used to never have a beard. Started growing a beard. It got longer. Looked fucking ridiculous. Couldn't stand it. Hated the beard. Dude, shave your face. You look like a terrorist. Dude, don't help me carry my bags into Dublin Airport whenever you drop me off. I'll get them myself, and quick, get out of here. Take your sunglasses off. Don't put your hood up in the car. You look like a fucking terrorist. Now he's had it so long, if he shaves a beard, I'm like, dude, you look like a creep. Dude, you look like a creep. I don't have any young children in my house. Stop looking in the windows for them. What, man? I'm coming for Hammer. Yep, grow a beard, you can come back. That's what it feels like now. Because at the minute, no. Because he was the other day, Andres was like, yeah, man, I think I will shave it. I was like, lad, it's been there for 2 years. Don't. You're going to go from fucking This Is Sparta to fucking...
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, totally, you know. It's like, no. It will grow back, but not long, not quick enough. It's like, I can't let you in my house until it grows back. But Joe, on the other hand, nope. Dude, just stop with the fucking... Stop with the hair on the face.
This is 3 months of growth, bro.
Dude, just get rid of it.
I can't afford
it's not
it.
You. Can't you don't it. Suit it. Let the terroristy looking boys do that shit, like me. Nah, he's sitting there playing on the fucking phone he doesn't own. Because tomorrow, he'll not have it anymore because someone's going to take it back and then he won't get to play on it then. Be stuck with the Nokia.
For life.
Playing Snake. Snake 2, actually, he has on
Snake
this one.
Snake 2, you mean,
it's upgraded.
Upgraded the phone. Snake 2 represent.
Snake 2. And he also knows all the little secret codes that you can type into it via the keypad when you're on the call screen. So don't fuck with it. Don't come around Joe if you own a Nokia like that as well, because he can clone it and then he'll have to.
That is true.
Not that we don't need to clone anymore because you get free page. You go SIM cards all the time, but he doesn't care. He'll clone your phone just to be a dick.
Joe Irish is gone. Good night, folks. Peace in the east, rest in the west.
Said that like it was a eulogy. I was expecting the old man to walk up in the glasses and the suit. That's how much of a eulogy it sounded like. That if the guy with the glasses and the suit, the old bald guy, came in the door right the second that you finished saying that, and started talking about the smoking here from vaping, I would have been like, I knew that was going to happen. That's how much of what you said just sounded like a eulogy. Irish Joe is gone, folks.
Peace.
Hey, whoa. Dude, I closed the show. Ah, dude. When's the next time Halloween's going to rhyme with the year?
Halloween 2018.
The next time, fucking tool. Are you dyslexic?
Alexic.
Do you live backwards like Benjamin Button?
I put the sex in dyslexia.
Do you like to... Does that mean like when you have sex, you tuck your dick back the ways and...
So if she wants it, what, whatever floats her boat.
That would be an awkward position.
No, I could do it. I'm talented. That made me... I don't know. Years ago in a nightclub, there was a black fella and he was selling the perfume and the aftershave and stuff on the toilets. And I would know him very well. Like, he actually called him Joe too. And we were slagging and I saw, and he was holding me, yes, my friend, me, big black man, no fat cock and all. And I says, I bet you can't do this. That's just pure block. But I literally just dropped my trousers down to my ankles and put my dick and bent over like that and put my dick under and pushed under the thing while I was staring at him. So I'm like, it's here.
No, you didn't.
So the cubicle was like this. And I just went like that and put it on my two legs like that. And I just didn't look at him. I bet you can't do this. And I done fucking mess.
Right, fucking sit down and tell the story in the mic then. Fucking hell.
Like, what? I told you anything good.
That was a fucking good story and you stood up away from the mic to tell it. You fucking... Shave your fucking face, man.
Fuck up. You fucking bunion head cunty. You have a fucking head on your like a toe.
Aye, do
ya? So I got up anyway and he was...
Hold on, start it again.
So it's going to live after me, always a bit of fun, but I carry on messing about, slagging.
You sound like you're talking to your fucking, your brothers, man.
All right. Am I talking too fast? So we were just down chatting, having a laugh and all, and then next one, he was just saying, a black guy have a bigger cock than you and all, shit like that. And I was like, aye, really? Ooh. And I says, can you do this? And I just put my trousers down to my ankles. I bent over and put my cock on between my legs and just pissed in the cubicle while staring at him dead in the eye. Can you do this? Can you? And I didn't miss a drop.
Were you blocked?
I was fucking pissed. I was so drunk, but I was so proud of myself, and so was he. He even shook my hand the ring after. He's like, my man. Pissy fingers.
Who the fuck? Why? Why would he shake your hand?
Because he was like, okay, well, we just done that and didn't fucking swallow a drop. He was just pure proud of me. I would love a cheeseburger at McDonald's.
I bet you would too. You need one, so do I.
Are we going to get one?
No, I'm not getting a cheeseburger. I got these cheeseburgers.
We're signing off, folks. This is Mr. Black Pasta. We Mr. Black and Irish Joe. Peace.
Oh, and by the way, happy Halloween 2019.
Why are you waving?
Get gnarly on the Harley with Charlie Sheen. Take that. Get money.
Such a dick. Goodbye.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. By Mr. Black.